You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. We are already on our 15th week of our series entitled The Gospel Explained. So our hope is that you are able to learn something that would help you in your life and in your walk with God for the past weeks. Sana po marami kayong naiuwi at na isabuhay sa mga pinag-usapan natin ng mga nagdaang linggo. Now, for today, we are going to talk about chapters 9, 10, and 11 from the book of Romans. So, tatlong chapter po. So, tatlong oras din ang preaching natin sa araw na to. Joke lang po yun. Naalala ko, last month, I ordered a microwave oven from a friend, si Edmar, yung sound technician natin sa services natin, especially nung hindi pa tayo nag-quarantine. I ordered that appliance from him kasi nga nasira na yung gamit namin sa bahay. So for him to be able to deliver that from his place to our home, I had to give him instruction. So in essence, I gave him a map, okay, from his place to our home. Now, in that map that I gave him, basically general lang po, overview lang, big picture lang binigay ko sa kanya. Sinabi ko lang sa kanya kung saan siyang village dapat munta, tapos sa village na yon ano yung particular landmarks na kailangan niya bantayan para hindi siya makalampas, and then kung sino yung dapat niyang pagtanungan. Hindi ko siya binigyan ng sobrang detailed instruction na, okay, so mag-travel ka ng 30 minutes papunta dito sa village na to. And then pagdating mo sa village to, pumasok ka, maguro mga 10 poste. And then pag nakita mo yung pang 10 poste, may nakataling aso doon, yung puti yun, tapos mayroong 6 na spots. Tapos maglakad-lakad ka pa, may makikita kang halaman. Okay, na may katabing punong mangga, na mayroong 7 bunga. Hindi po ganun ka-detail. Basically, binigyan ko lang siya ng big picture. And I think ganun din naman tayo when we are giving instructions, when we are giving a map to a person, hindi ganun ka-detailed. Big enough or detailed enough for them to just get from their point of a starting point to their destination. Yun po yung gagawin natin para sa araw na to. Since we are going to talk about 3 chapters na hindi po natin kayang pagkasyahin ang usap natin in just 20 to 30 minutes, we're gonna talk about the big picture and not dive into details na, in fact, yung mga details po na sa scripture na meron tayo, medyo may mga theological debates na pinag-uusapan na for the past centuries. So ngayon, hindi po yung details ang pag-usapan natin. Pag-usapan natin yung big picture that Paul is trying to draw for us. Okay, so in the scripture that we're gonna read, una po nating babasahin ay from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. So, can you open your Bibles with you? We're gonna read from that part of the Bible, chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Let me read that for you. It says there, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him all things, to him be the glory forever. Amen." Let us pray. God, I thank you for you are a God who is for us, a God who is always there, waiting for us, running after us, being there to have a relationship with us. I pray, God, for your wisdom to be upon us as we talk about your word, and I pray for your spirit to lead us so that we would not just learn things today. I pray, Lord, that we would also be able to apply them in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Praise God. In the text that we read from chapter 11, this is basically the latter part of the presentation that we are going to talk about this day. Okay, so makikita po natin dito na this scripture is actually expressed with strong emotions. So why? Kasi this set of scripture is actually a doxology or a burst of praises to God. So it's like a worship song that is being thrown to God. Lord, grabe ka. Ganito ka katindi. Ganun po yung emotion that this scripture carries. Now, I want you to understand that this scripture was written in the middle of Paul's presentation. So, medyo out of place po. Kung titingnan niyo, bakit bigla na lang siyang nag-worship song in the middle of his presentation? And take note, his presentation to the church in Rome is quite serious. In fact, some people would say that, some researchers would say, and some scholars would say that ito pong chapters 9, 10, and 11 is like the climax in the book of Romans. So kung may movie to, ito yung pinakamataas yung intensity ng presentation niya. Tapos biglang nag-shift mode siya, na biglang nag-worship song siya, bigla siyang nag-praises kay God. Ano nangyari? In the scripture that we're reading, para po mas maintindihan natin how odd it is for him to have praises at this moment, he was trying to talk to Gentiles and Jews Christian. So, in the church in Rome, may dalawang grupo po dyan. Yung mga Jews na who originally are part of the Roman church, sila po yung mga original na part nun. Then they were exiled from that church and they were able to go back. And then also, the Gentile Christians who are now part of the Roman church. So, there are two groups of people and there's a tension. Kasi si yung mga Jews, they're saying na this is how we are supposed to follow God. Kung genuine kang follower ni Jesus, this is how you're supposed to conduct yourselves. But at the same time, yung mga Gentiles, they're also saying a different thing na hindi yan requirement, hindi yan necessity, ganito dapat. Nagtatalo yung sabi na, ganito yan kasi kami mga original. Yung sabi ng mag-Gentiles, hindi ganun yan kasi kami na yung bago. Kami na yung new chosen people of God. So, there's that tension and Paul was trying to address that controversy. At the same time, he was also talking about a very serious matter. He's talking about the righteousness that was given to us by grace through faith. Okay? Yun yung dinideliver niyang message. Pinapaintindi niya yun. So, serious topic as well. And then, in chapter 9, he even started it with his compassion for Israel. He was saying there that he is quite sad because some of the Israelites, his fellow Jews, were deliberately rejecting Jesus, rejecting God himself. So, sobrang seryoso po yung moment na to. But what's so interesting is, at the end of chapter 11, he burst into praises. So, bakit nangyari yun? Curious na po ba kayo bakit nangyari yun? Now, I want you to understand that when Paul was presenting the gospel or making the people in Rome understand the gospel here in chapter 9, 10, and 11, he is like drawing a roadmap for the lost. A roadmap for the lost. And he was basically showing them what to do since they are lost. Naalala ko po nung isang beses na me and my wife tried to go to the house of Pastor Mark in Vista Verde. And in my confidence, feeling ko, alam na alam ko na kung paano pumunta doon. But to my surprise, hindi ko po pala alam. Okay, so naligaw po ako sa loob ng Vista Verde. And the logical thing for us to do to get to his house without calling Pastor Mark is to go back to our starting place, which is actually yung gate ng Vista Verde. And doon, nagtanong kami sa security guard and he gave us instruction. Eto, diretso mo yan. Kung maliwa ka dyan, punta kami itong kali na ito and all. Okay? So, we went back to our starting place so that we could go to our destination. Now, the same is true when it comes to the presentation of Paul. What he is trying to do is he's trying to show the people in Rome, this is your starting point. And pag nakita mo tong starting point na to, you would be able to build continually towards your destination or the destination that God wants you to have. But what we would see in our preaching this afternoon or this day is that as Paul presented his map, the character of God was revealed. The character of God was revealed as Paul presented his map. Now, we want to talk about those characters of God that was presented by Paul. Una, first character that was magnified in his presentation is this, that God is faithful. Our God is faithful, and our unfaithfulness cannot deny the faithfulness of God. Let me read you a scripture from the book of Romans chapter 9 verse 11. It says there, but before they were born, before they had done anything good or bad, she received a message from God. This message shows that God chooses people according to his own purposes. He calls people, but not according to their good or bad works. She was told, your older son will serve your younger son. This scripture tells us that God chooses people according to his purpose, not according to human merit. Therefore, disobedience, human disobedience, does not nullify God's purpose for his people. Disobedience does not nullify God's purpose for his chosen people. And this is very important for us to realize. For example, you were chosen to be part of a prestigious or popular university because of your good grades. So, ang saya-saya mo. But don't you think it's quite reasonable that they would reject you if you suddenly get low grades? Why? Because you were chosen for your human merits, for human grades. But what if you were chosen to become part of this university or this school not based on human merits, not based on your human credentials? So, what would be the reason for you to be rejected? What would be the reason for you for them to say no to you? The only reason that we could think of is that they had changed their mind. Nagbago yung isip nila, kaya hindi ka na nila gustong tanggapin. You see, the same is true for us. There are so many times that Israel had rejected God. There was a time that they had rebellion in the desert before God. There was a cycle of apostasy during the time of the judges and the kings. There was this unfaithfulness in exile and journey home ng mga Israelites. In fact, they even rejected Jesus himself. So, matindi po ang rejection na binigay ng Israelites kay God. Yet we would see in scripture that God never gave up on them. God never gave up on them. He's always there running after them, wooing them, winning them over up until now. Hanggang ngayon po, hinahabol pa rin ni God ang mga Israelites. And God has not changed His mind. God is faithful. Even if we are unfaithful, God is faithful. And that's a truth that is also for us. Maybe we are here and there are times that we found ourselves being unfaithful to God. Maybe during this time of pandemic, during this time of quarantine in our homes, we had shakings in our faith. There were times that we doubted God, or there are times that we committed sins before God. But guess what? Even if there were times that we were unfaithful to God, God remains faithful. In fact, we could say that His faithfulness never changed. God's faithfulness never changed. And the reason for that is this. It's because God chose us. God chose us. In scripture, in John 15 verse 16, I think a favorite verse to ng maraming single friends ko, it is said here, you did not choose me, but I chose you. You did not choose me, I chose you. God is saying to you, my son, my daughter, I chose you. It's not because you are good. It's not because you are faithful. It's not because you are going to church or listening to all these services day in and day out. It's not because of the number of Bible scripture that you're reading every day. It's not because of those good things. It's because I choose you. Because God chose us. And because of that, we would continually be favored. We would continually be accepted. God would continually be faithful to us. God is faithful. Our unfaithfulness cannot deny the faithfulness of our God. Secondly, God is merciful. God is merciful. God has made salvation possible for all who believe and call on Him. God has made salvation possible for all who believe and call on Him. In Romans chapter 10, verse 12 to 13 says here, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches on all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Okay, in the text that we read, I said that there was a tension between the Jews and the Gentiles in the Roman church. And I could only imagine the conversation happening in that church. Probably the Jews were saying, "Ano kayo? Tabi kayo. Why? Because we are here. We are the originals. Okay? Kami yung original dito. So, huwag kayong pumapel dyan. Okay? Kasi kami yung nauna dito sa Roman church." But at the same time, na-imagine ko yung mga Gentile Christians in that church saying, "Sino kayo? Okay, kami na ang new chosen people. God has already rejected you. Kami na to. Okay, kami na yung chosen." Okay, so there was the tension, and I could also imagine, imagination ko lang po to, but na-imagine ko God would probably, if God would show up all of a sudden before them, He would probably be saying, "Uy, lahat kayo outsiders. And the only reason that you became insiders, quote and unquote, is because of the grace that I have given you, and you have received it by faith." Okay? By grace through faith. It's the only reason that you are now considered followers of God or people of God. Ibig sabihin nun, whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, you are both in need of God's mercy. The same is true for us. Maybe we are here and we're saying we are coming from a Christian background. Maybe we are here and we're saying we did not come from a Christian background. Guess what? It's okay. Because we are on the same boat. Regardless of our background, regardless of our history, we are on the same boat. We are both people. We are all people in need of God's mercy. We need God's mercy because it's only His mercy that allows salvation to be made possible for all of us. It's only through His mercy that He has made salvation possible for all of us, for all of you. That's why sobrang kailangan natin yung mercy ni God. And the good news is, God is merciful. Our God is merciful, and there is no sin that is too great to be beyond God's mercy. There is no sin that is too great to be beyond God's mercy. Ibig sabihin nun, maybe you are here and you feel like ang laki ng kasalanan mo, ang antindi ng mga nagawa mo, gawa mo against God. God is saying it's okay. You are still going to receive His mercy. You are still going to receive the love that God wants to give His people. Because our God is merciful. And lastly, God is sovereign. God is sovereign. God's promise will not fail, and His plans will not be broken. In Romans chapter 11, verse 32, it says there, "In one way or another, God makes sure that we all experience what it means to be outside, so that we can personally open the door and welcome us back in." You see, when you talk about the promises and the plans that God has for us, His ultimate plan is for us to come into the saving knowledge of God. And at the same time, His greatest promise is that Jesus, His Son, will defeat the enemy Satan. Now we would see that those were things that were proclaimed in the book of Genesis. And those were things that were fulfilled by Jesus. At the cross, He crushed the head of the enemy. At the cross, He defeated the enemy. And when you look at the book of Acts, when you look at our time today, we will see that more and more people are coming into the saving knowledge of Jesus. In fact, when we look at the book of Revelation, we would also see there that every tribe, every tongue is represented in heaven. It declares to us that God would fulfill His plans, His promises would not fail. He would fulfill it. In fact, when we go back to the picture of the map that Paul was talking about, it basically tells us that God would reach his destination. He would be able to fulfill it. Why? Because our God is sovereign. Ibig sabihin nun, he is in full control. He is in charge. And that is something, that's a truth that has to resonate to us. Because in our time, there are situations where we will find ourselves in a feeling natin parang, grabe, sobrang out of control na yung mga nangyayari sa paligid natin. Is God still there? Is God still in charge? The Bible is telling us, yes, He is. He is in control. Those things are not surprises to Him. Those things are within His power. In fact, we could say that those things, as bad as it may seem, can be used by God to fulfill His purposes. The bad situations happening around us, even the bad people that are around us, God can use them for His purposes, for His glory. That's how powerful and in control God is, because He is sovereign. It also tells us that no matter what happens, His purpose will prevail. His purpose will prevail. God's purpose cannot be thwarted. God's plan cannot be foiled. It will come to pass. Whatever He has set in motion, whatever He has set to come about, it will surely come and it will surely happen. Whatever it is that happened to you, whatever it is that is happening to you right now, God's purpose for your life will prevail. God has a purpose for you and He will fulfill it. No amount of sin, no amount of work of the enemy, no amount of bad things happening around us can thwart the purposes and plans of God for us. Because our God is sovereign. God's promise will not fail and His plans will not be broken. Our God is faithful. Our God is merciful. Our God is sovereign. It's important for us to realize this, because the moment we realize that our God is faithful, merciful, and sovereign, it points us to a posture of humility before God. It's only then that we would realize that, God, You are so great, You are so wise. I should rely on You. I should lean on You. I should depend on You. The moment we realize those things, it allows us to have a posture of trust in Him. That, God, in my situation, I would lean on You more than my desires. I would lean on You more than my wisdom. I would lean on You for understanding more than my understanding. That, God, in the midst of the chaos or the problems that I'm facing right now, I would believe that You have a greater purpose. I would believe that You're accomplishing something. I would believe that Your love and Your purpose is still there for me. The moment we realize that we are serving a God who is faithful, merciful, and sovereign, it's during that time or that time that we would feel gratefulness towards God. Na, God, buti na lang nandyan ka for me. Or buti na lang ginawa mo yung mga bagay na yon. Or buti na lang hinayaan mo na mangyari yon. Or buti na lang nandito ako ngayon. Because I know that You are allowing all these things. Because I know that You allowed all those things. Because You are good to me. And You have a great plan for me. Once we realize that, guess what? It leads us to a proper response to Him. A proper response, which is none other than worship. Worship. And that's exactly what Paul had. No wonder when you look at chapter 11 of the book of Romans, kahit pa nasa gitna siya nung serious presentation niya, he burst into praises. He burst into worship to God. Because he realized, grabe ang tindi ng God na sinaserve ko. My God is faithful. My God is merciful. My God is sovereign. Then he uttered these praises to Him. Let me read again Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36, this time in the Message translation. It says here, "Have you ever come on anything quite like this? Extravagant generosity of God, this deep, deep wisdom. It's way over our heads. We'll never figure it out. Is there anyone around who can explain God? Anyone smart enough to tell him what to do? Anyone who has done him such a huge favor that God has to ask his advice? Everything comes from him. Everything happens through him. Everything ends up in him. Always glory. Always praise. Yes, yes, yes." Those were the words that Paul uttered, because he cannot help but worship God. See, my prayer and my hope is that we would always find ourselves in awe of God, that we cannot help but worship Him. And my hope is that today, as we are reminded by God's character, as He is magnified to us today, may we have that response to Him as well, that, "Lord, You're such a great God. Let me worship You with my all." That we're willing to pause everything. We're willing to set aside everything just to worship Him, just to acknowledge Him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You, for You are a great God to us. A God who is faithful, merciful, and sovereign at all times. Lord, we are sorry for the times that we have doubted You. We are sorry for the times that we forgot who You are, God, in our lives. But today, we are grateful, for we are reminded of who You are. So once more today, we decide to put our hope in You, to trust You, to lean on You, especially in this season that we're in. Lord, we know that the days ahead of us are uncertain. But the days ahead are always according to Your plans, God. So today, God, we choose to put our trust in You and not on ourselves. We choose to trust You more than the economy, more than the government, more than the leaders that we have. We choose to trust You more than anything or anyone. And as we trust You, Lord, we know that we are in good hands. We know that You are in control, and we know that You have the best interest for us. So Lord, thank You. Thank You that today we know we can be secured in Your arms, in Your care. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray for some of you. Maybe you are here and you join us and you just know that you don't have a relationship with Jesus yet. Today is not an accident for you. God allowed you to be watching this video right now because God wants you to have a relationship with Him. Would you surrender your life to Him? Would you accept Jesus in your life right now? If that is you and you want to make that decision, would you close your eyes and bow your heads and pray this prayer with me? Jesus, thank You for being merciful towards me. Thank You for being faithful to me, even if I was unfaithful to You. Today, I come to You asking for forgiveness, declaring, Father, that I am a sinner, declaring to You, Jesus, that I have wronged You, that I have hurt You. But because of Your grace, because of Your sacrifice on the cross, Jesus, I know that I have been forgiven. I know that I have received Your mercy. So today, by Your grace, I accept You as my Lord and Savior. I'm surrendering my life to You, and I'm allowing You to lead my life from this day on. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. You are now the God of my life. This I pray in Your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who made that prayer today. I pray that you would help them know you in a very personal way starting today. I even ask you that you would help, you would send for people who would help them, who would push them so that they would continually grow in their walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me pray for another group of people right now. If you are here and in the midst of all these things happening in your life, you now know that you have been living your life according to your ways, not according to God's ways, not trusting Him for His leading, not consulting Him even for the decisions that you're making. I believe that God is inviting you, one, to repent of living a life like that, and also to make a decision to once more make Him the Lord over your lives. If that is you, let me lead you into a prayer. Lord, today, in behalf of those people who veered away from your plan for us, for us who trusted ourselves more than you, Lord, we are sorry for those times. We are sorry for hurting you, for leaning on ourselves more than you. But today, we come to you in repentance and we're saying, God, Lord, we are sorry. Lord, today we turn our backs from our self-dependence and we choose to depend on you. And today as we make that decision, we recommit ourselves to you. We decide today that from this day on, you would be our Lord, that we would follow your lead, that we would submit to your will, and we would trust you every step of the way. Lord, thank you for this fresh start that you're granting every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let me pray for all of you. Lord, I thank you for everyone who joined us today. Thank you, Father, for you are the one who allowed us to have a great encounter with you this day. I pray, Lord, that this encounter would help us to continually trust and depend on you every day of our lives. Lord, I pray for everyone. May you be the one to protect them. May you be the one to provide for them and bless them in the coming days. And may they continually be a channel of blessing to other people. Bless them, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And thank you for joining us. We want to help you continually grow in your walk with God. So, kung isa ka dun sa accept kanina kay Jesus, do reach out to us through this Facebook account or probably this QR code or this telephone numbers. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. Alright? So for the rest of us, see you again next week. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.